This is KUNM. I'm Ed Williams. New Mexico has struggled to recover fully from the recession, and it can still be a real challenge to find steady work in the state. That's central to how 18-year-old Quentin Valencia is casting his vote this year. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco tagged along with Valencia as he applied for a job at Target in Rio Rancho.
You just go to this kiosk, and apparently you fill out their application. This would actually be my first job if I got it. Right now, they're just asking what type of jobs I'd be interested in. So this goes from anything from cart attendant to cashier. I'm not really against any position, so I'm kind of just selecting all of them. This is the first time that I will be voting in this election. This one's fairly important. You know, we have two candidates that kind of represent opposite spectrums. Obviously, they're very similar, and whoever wins this is going to be in charge of our country for the next 4 years. Okay, my friends say that I'm disorganized, or I prefer to avoid difficult tasks in case I end up making mistakes. Like, there's not a right answer there. That's not cool. I'm going to not look good either way. These make me nervous. It's not like a test, like, where you get it wrong or you get it right. I want to say around 2009, we had that big crash in our economy, and that had a sizable impact personally in my life. And I would like to see that never happen again. Around that time, my mom actually lost her job, and I remembered that feeling of just, not necessarily hopelessness, but that feeling of not knowing what's going to happen next in that environment. She was unemployed for something like 7 months, and you could just like feel it off her, like that feeling that she wasn't going to get a job, and she was applying for all these places, and places just weren't hiring. But I think that we've recovered quite well from that crash a few years ago. But we need to continue on this path, you know, creating new jobs. I think that one of these candidates might have a solution and the other one does not. I'm stuck between two candidates at the moment, Hillary Clinton and Jill Stein. I think they're the most accurate representation of what I want for the country. They're both fairly left. Hillary recently has come out kind of mimicking Bernie Sanders in terms of having the wealthy pay their equal share, you know, raising minimum wage.
Minimum wage is $7.50.
I'm just going to put, I'm open for discussion. I don't really have a preference. I don't think it's enough to live on. I mean, I know I'm not trying to live on this. I'm not trying to live on minimum wage. But it seems like that is not a living wage. And I think that's a problem that we need to solve. But right now I'm studying biology, and I hope after my 4 years I can get into medical school and hopefully become a doctor. What I'm trying to go into, I hope there's a job market for it. I know that a lot of my friends are a little concerned with it. You know, you just come out of college and a lot of people say, you know, welcome to the real world. Or some people don't even go to college, just go straight from high school to having a full-time job. I have a few of those friends and it seems like times are a little tough. It was always expected, you know, your parents tell you when you're growing up, you know, go to college, find a nice job, you know, etc. But nowadays, I think that's not as reasonable as it used to be.
Quentin Valencia spoke with KUNM's Marisa DeMarco. She produced that piece. Find KUNM's 2016 Voices Behind the Vote series and all this year's election coverage online at KUNM.org.